From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Isabel Lohman. The Sharp End Heritage Committee unveiled six new mile markers for the African American Heritage Trail Wednesday evening in the Blind Boone home on 4th Street in Columbia. This event was the first of two unveilings taking place this month. The markers were funded by local donors and pay tribute to the history of the Black community in Columbia. Some of the stories highlighted included those of Black business owners, Black churches, and the first school for Black children dating back 200 years ago. The first trail marker was dedicated in 2015 to the Sharp End. It's a block on Walnut Street where all the businesses were owned by Black business people until they were displaced in the 1960s. Taking their name from this area, the Sharp End Heritage Committee has worked for more than 5 years to create this trail, according to Chairman James Witt.
Before we start looking at growing minority and women-owned businesses in Columbia, we need to go back and look at our history and recognize the contributions that the Sharp End and the people and the families that own businesses within that community made to Columbia, and we were able to do that.
The final marker will be ready for installation in spring, completing a 2-mile walking trail. Columbia Public School officials are celebrating the latest report card from the state. They say it shows improvements in student attendance and that schools are continuing to hit targets in college and career readiness. The Columbia, Missourian reports in English language proficiency, two CPS schools got a status rating of, quote, floor, which means the schools are underperforming expectations. Four schools were at the floor level for math. For many people who are getting out of prison, reintegrating into society is overwhelming. It can be hard for many formerly incarcerated people to get connected with the services they need. The Recovery Support and Reentry Opportunity Center, called The Rock for short, will respond to those needs in Boone County. KBIA reporter Zia Kelly went to the grand opening and has this.
A mix of law enforcement, social service advocates, and former inmates celebrated the center's opening with barbecue and raffle prizes. More than a dozen state and local organizations with services like rent assistance, job training, health care, and addiction recovery had booths at the event and will be partnering with The Rock. The center will house services for formerly incarcerated people and serve as a safe and welcoming environment for the former inmates. After speaking at the event, Missouri Department of Corrections Director Ann Presythe signed a formal partnership between the agency and The Rock. Presythe says reentry services are an essential part of the agency's responsibility.
We can put all the money we want to in the housing, in the employment, and in the transportation. But if we haven't prepared the folks that are with us while they're incarcerated to be able to mentally and emotionally handle the challenges and the life decisions they have to make, then we haven't done part of our job.
The Rock is run by the advocacy group Into Action, which helps former inmates in Mid-Missouri reintegrate into the community and stay out of the prison system. For KBIA News, I'm Zia Kelly.
I'm Isabel Lohman, KBIA News, Columbia.